今天的讲题是好像明光照耀之七，要以恩慈相待。
Today's sermon topic is Shine Like Stars in the Sky, Part 7. Be kind and compassionate to one another.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们再一次感谢主的恩典。
Dear brothers and sisters, we once again give thanks to God for His mercy.
刚才和大家一起唱诗歌的时候，心里面有一份很大的感动。
Just now, I had a profound feeling in my heart when I was singing hymns with you.
因为唱到我知谁掌管明天的副歌的时候，
Because when I sang the verse of I know who holds the future,
心里面有一份很大的感触。
I had a profound feeling.
副歌这样讲，
He said like that,
有许多的事情，
Many things about tomorrow,
我现在真的不知道，
I don't seem to understand,
但我们知道谁掌管明天，
But I know who holds tomorrow.
但弟兄姊妹，最最重要的就是，
Brothers and sisters, the most important thing is,
我也知谁牵我手，
And I know who holds my hand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，人世间我们有很多的遭遇，我们真的不知道会发生什么事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, indeed there are a lot of circumstances which we don't really understand.
但如果我们真的有一份信心，知道谁牵我手的时候，
But if we have the faith and confidence to know that who holds my hand,
人生就可以好像明光照耀。
We can shine like stars in the sky.
今天人世间很多人活在黑暗、痛苦和绝望当中。
In this world, a lot of people are living in darkness, pain, lack of hope.
但主所爱的人，
But those who are loved by God,
当我们知道谁牵我手的时候，
When we know who holds our hands,
我们就能够活在光明圣洁当中。
We can live in the light and holiness,
是一份很大的恩典。
This is indeed a great grace from God.
好像明光照耀的正道系列已经去到第七讲了。
In our series of sermon, we are coming to the seventh in the series,
是最后一讲。
This is the last of the series.
盼望我们真的能够好像明光照耀一样。
I hope that all of us can shine like stars in the sky.
在正道之前都将今早上要正道的经文再一次同大家同声同心去读出来。
Before I preach the sermon, let's read the verses together.
就是新約聖經以弗所書四章的31和32節。
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 31 and 32.
我們找到，我們一起讀。
Let's read together.
一切苦毒、怒恨、憤怒、揚鬧、毀謗，並一切的惡毒，都當從你們中間除掉，並要以恩慈相待，全憐憫的心彼此饒恕，正如神在基督里饒恕了你们一样。我们同心祈祷。慈爱天父，我们同心感谢赞美你。
Dear merciful heavenly Father, we praise and thank you.
感谢你是施恩怜悯顾念我们的神。
We thank you that you are the gracious and merciful God.
有许多未来的事情，我们真的不知道。
A lot of things about tomorrow we really don't understand.
但我们深信爱我们的主，爱我们的神。
But we believe that you who are the God who loves us.
在我们一生的岁月当中，
In all the days of our lives,
从来没有撇下我们成为孤儿。
You never leave us or forsake us as orphans.
你会用施恩的手带领我们一生的岁月。
With your merciful hand, you hold our hands.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and give thanks.
愿我们有一份信心。
We pray that we can have this faith.
我们不单止因信耶稣基督，
Not only that, because of our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的生命好像明光照耀，
Our life can become like stars in the sky.
我们的人生也都可以好像明光照耀一样，
Our life can also shine like stars in the sky.
求主帮助我们，
Lord help us.
愿主亲自向我们讲说话。
Lord, speak to us.
我们在主面前同心感恩仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayers, thanksgiving and petition is in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，留意今早的程序表的时候，讲到今早早上正道的主题是要以恩慈相待。
If you notice the bulletin of this morning, the title of the sermon is Be kind and compassionate to one another.
盼望弟兄姊妹紧紧的记住。
I hope you will remember.
当我们打开圣经神的说话的时候
When we open the Bible to read God's word,
不是单止人在讲说话
It is not a human being speaking.
乃是神透过他的仆人讲说话。
It is through God that His servants are speaking to us.
所以要以恩慈相待。
So that we have to be kind and compassionate to one another.
是慈爱的天父向每一个属主的人的宣告。
This is a declaration from a merciful Heavenly Father.
但是要以恩慈相待
But for us to be able to be kind and compassionate to one another
不是一个的口号
It is not a slogan
亦都不是一个的请求
Nor is it a plea
那是一个的命令
But it is a command
每一个属主的人
Everyone who belongs to God
我们都面对神这个的命令
We have to face this command
要以恩慈相待
We have to be kind and compassionate
为什么神会赐下这个命令呢
Why did God give this command?
原因有三个
There are three reasons
第一因为神是一位恩慈的神
The first reason because God is a merciful God
因为神向世人宣告他自己的时候
Because when God declares to us
他说神是一位有恩典有怜悯有丰盛慈爱的神
He says of himself he is merciful and abounding in love
而且他亦都以恩慈来看待每一个神所爱的人
And also he treats each of us who belongs to him with mercy
所以神就要求我们属主的人
Therefore he requires each of us who belongs to him
同样要以恩慈看待其他的人
That we should be kind to one another
第二个原因
The second reason,
因为当我们活在这个世界上的时候
because when we live in this world,
今天人世间很多的人际关系已经破裂了
there is a lot of situations when the interpersonal relationships are alienated,
当中也都带来很多的痛苦和伤害
it brings about a lot of pains and hurts.
但如果当我们属主的人能够以恩慈相待的时候
But if we who belong to God can be kind and compassionate to one another
我们能够成为一个真正蒙福的人
We can be truly blessed people
享受这份彼此恩慈相待所带来的福气
We can enjoy the blessings from being kind and compassionate to one another
因为诗篇133篇这样讲的
Because what it says in Psalm 133
看啊弟兄和睦同居是何等的善是何等的美
How good and pleasant it is for each of us to live together in unity
然后最后他给了一个结论
And then there is a conclusion
因为当人群当中有恩慈相待的时候
Because if there is kindness and compassion among men
那里就有耶和华所命定的福
Then there is the blessing from God
就是永远的生命
This is everlasting life
亲爱的弟兄姊妹今天人世间很多的痛苦
Dear brothers and sisters, there are a lot of pains in this world.
来自人与人之间那份的冷漠。
They come from the lack of compassion among them.
那份的彼此伤害。
They hurt one another.
但如果今天当人与人之间能够彼此恩慈相待的时候。
But if we can be kind and compassionate to one another.
我们的心真的会有那份的温暖
We can feel this in our heart
我们的心真的会有那份的甜蜜的
We can feel being fulfilled
我们的心里面会有那份的安慰
We can feel comforted
是一个很大的福气
This is a great blessing
当然神吩咐我们这个命令最后一个原因
And also the last reason why God gave this command to us
因为当我们能够彼此恩慈相待的时候
Because if we can be kind and compassionate to one another
就是一个人世间人际关系支离破碎的世代当中
In this world where all interpersonal relationships are being alienated
就能够好像明光照耀
We can shine like stars in the sky
来见证我们的主我们的神
For us to witness our God and our Lord
以致能够将荣耀颂赞归给神
So that we can give all the praises and glory to him
所以神命令每一个属主的人
Therefore God commands each of us who belongs to him
要以恩慈相待
We have to be kind and compassionate to one another
因为是理所当然的
Because this is something we should do
是我们蒙福的根源
Because it is the root of our blessings
亦都是见证神荣耀神的途径
Also it is a way to witness God and glorify God
但是经文的31和32节一个更加宝贵的地方。
But there is another thing which is more important in verses 31 and 32.
它不单止向我们发出这个命令。
It does not give us this command.
使徒保罗在经文当中教导我们。
The Apostle Paul taught us in these verses.
怎样能够实践这个命令？
How to put this into practice.
怎样能够遵行这个命令？
How to obey this command.
弟兄姊妹，神的话语宝贵的地方就在这里。
It is so precious about God's word.
人世间很多个宗教。
There are a lot of religions in the world.
很多个思想。
A lot of thoughts.
他提出了很多的人生道理。
They tell us a lot of the philosophies.
或者很多的哲理。
A lot of philosophy.
很多时都未必是错的。
Sometimes they are not totally wrong.
但是人世间的道理有一个严重的缺乏。
But there is something which is lacking in them.
就是它不能够给你有能力去实践。
It is that it can't give you the strength to put it into practice.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发觉在中华民族五六千年的文化当中，
so that you can see that in the Chinese culture, in the 5,000 or 6,000 years of history,
佛道儒的思想一直存在。
The philosophies of Buddhism or Taoism
教导很多做人的道理。
They taught us a lot of theories how to treat each other.
但人类的痛苦是行不到出来。
But what is so painful about it is that we can't put it into practice.
使徒保罗都曾经有一个宣告啊。
That's why the Apostle Paul said of himself.
我真系苦啊。
Woe to me.
因为立志为善由得我。
Because I was determined to do good.
只是行出来由不得我。
But I did not have the strength to do it.
但圣经宝贵的地方就在这里。
But it is why the Bible is so precious.
它教导我们如何去实践。
It teaches us how to put it into practice.
如何去遵行。
How to obey it.
在两节经文当中，
In these two verses,
使徒保罗提醒到，如果我们要实践神所颁布命令的话，
The Apostle Paul told us that if we are to put this into practice,
我们必须有三方面的竭力追求。
We have to pursue in three ways.
第一个竭力追求的是除掉。
The first thing we have to pursue is to get rid of something.
第二个是存怜悯的心。
The second thing is to have compassion.
第三是彼此的饶恕。
And the third thing is to forgive each other.
第一方面，保罗提醒我们要竭力的除掉。
The first way, Paul told us we have to get rid of.
除掉什么呢？
What should we get rid of?
经文里面就讲了。
The verses tell us.
苦毒。
Bitterness.
恼恨。
Rage.
愤怒。
Anger.
嚷闹。
Brawling.
诽谤。
Slander.
并一切的恶毒。
And along with every form of malice.
哦，弟兄姊妹，究竟这些是什么呢？
What are these?
哦，原来这些是一些犯罪不洁的思想。
These are all sinful thoughts.
动机、
motives、
说话、
speech、
态度、
attitude、
同埋行为、
and actions。
我弟兄姊妹，人与人之间相处，如果有呢啲嘅情况产生嘅时候
，in our dealing with others, if these situations arise,
人际关系一定破裂同埋受到好多伤害。
The interpersonal relationship will certainly be severed.
使徒保罗要我哋除掉。
The Apostle Paul told us to get rid of them.
但系当我哋话要除掉呢啲嘅态度或者行为嘅时候
，But when we say we have to get rid of these attitudes or actions,
我哋必须思想一个好重要嘅课题。
We have to think about something very important.
就系点解人会做呢啲事情
？That is why people do these things.
点解人会有苦毒嘅
？Why do people
会有恼恨愤怒嘅？
Why do they have rage and anger?
会有嚷闹同埋诽谤？
Why they have brawling and slander?
仲有一切嘅恶毒咧？
And all forms of malice.
点解人会有呢啲嘅行为表现咧？
Why do people have this?
我哋从圣经当中去睇，我哋就发现一件事情。
From the Bible, we can discover one thing.
原来因为今日有呢啲嘅行为表现嘅背后嘅根源系乜嘢咧？
Because the root of all these kind of behaviors.
就系人类里嗰种嘅生命。有啲嘅雜質一直嘅存在。
Is that there are impurities in our lives?
呢啲係一啲嘅敗壞嘅雜質。
These are corrupt qualities.
由我哋出世直到離世嘅時候。
From the day we were born until the day we die.
呢啲嘅雜質
都一直嘅存在。
These impurities exist in us.
如果我哋唔發現呢啲生命嘅雜質
，If we don't discover these impurities，
我哋又唔能夠靠著主嘅恩典幫助去除去嘅話
，If we don't depend on God's mercy and help to get rid of them，
我哋一生都會有一啲唔正確嘅行為表現。
All our lives we have wrong behaviors，
以致人與人之間嘅相處就帶嚟好多嘅痛苦同埋傷害。
So that when we get along with other people， there are a lot of hardships。
呢啲敗壞生命嘅雜質主要喺三方面表現出嚟。
These corrupt qualities are manifested in three ways。
第一方面係自私自利。
The first way is being selfish and self-seeking。
啊，弟兄姊妹，人性裏面有一樣嘢叫做自私哦。
There is something in human nature which is called selfishness。
自私係乜嘢咧
？What is selfishness？
就係當我哋裏面有一啲嘅慾望存在嘅時候。
It is when we have some desires in us。
我會不顧一切去達到得到滿足呢啲嘅慾望。
We will do whatever it takes to satisfy our selfish desires。
嗱，依一種嘅雜質非常之可怕嘅。
This impurity is very terrible。
本來人性裏面有一種嘅生命嘅質素係叫做節制。
There is something called self-control in us。
当我发觉我所做的事情
，When I can see that what I'm doing，
无论我哋嘅说话、态度、行为
，Whether it's my speech, my attitude or behaviors，
如果对其他人可能会有损害嘅时候
，If they are hurting others，
我哋都会控制自己嘅
，We should control ourselves。
但系自私自利嘅人唔会噶
，But people who are selfish and self-seeking they won't。
人性里面有一句说话
，There's something in us。
但求目的。
In order to achieve what we desire, we do whatever it takes.
所以我发觉有啲人佢要求自己嘅私欲得到满足嘅时候
，Therefore, some people when they want to achieve their sinful desires,
佢会不顾一切
，They will do whatever it takes.
亦都唔理会别人所受到嘅伤害同埋痛苦。
They won't care what hurts that will bring to others.
佢会做出一啲唔好嘅行为去满足自己。
They will.They have bad behaviors, take actions to satisfy themselves.
在圣经里面有两个例子
In the Bible, there are two examples.
一个是大卫
The first one is David.
一个是暗恋
The second one is Amnon.
因为当他有一些私欲存在里面的时候
When they had sinful desires in them.
他甚至乎做了一些无法无天的行动来得到这些私欲
Sinful actions to achieve them.
所以自私自利这一种人性的杂质是非常可怕
Therefore, the impurity of being selfish and self-seeking is very terrible.
它会引发很多不当的行为
It will cause a lot of undesirable behaviors.
第二样生命的杂质是什么呢
The second kind of impurity
就是一个人他会自我中心
A person can be self-centered.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你知唔知人性里面有一个嘅天然嘅性情
？Do you know that there is a natural nature in us?
就系自我为是。
That is self-centered.
我乜嘢都啱嘅。
We think we are right all the time.
唔容易去接受别人嘅理解或者意见或者提醒。
It's not easy for us to accept others with different views or their suggestions.
自我中心的人很容易偏行己路。
People who are self-centered tend to turn to their own ways.
又或者有一些意见不同的时候
Or when they face people with different views.
他会采取一些行动来构成一些纷争。
They will take some actions to cause disruptions.
亦都带来一些很多的伤害和痛苦。
And then they will bring hurts and pains.
所以第一个是自私自利
So the first one is being selfish and self-seeking
第二个是自我中心
The second one is being self-centered
圣经里面也有一些例子
In the Bible there are some examples
好像埃及皇帝法老一样
It is like the king of the Egypt Pharaoh
虽然摩西去到当中一再一再的提醒
AlthoughMoses came forward to him to remind him time and time again.
甚至乎神降十灾
And also God sent the 10 plagues.
但他仍然偏行己路不顾一切
But he was obstinate and he wanted his way.
所以自我中心会带来人际关系很多的损毁
Therefore being self-centered can bring a lot of hurt to interpersonal relationships.
当然第三方面的生命的杂质是什么呢
The third aspect.
就是自高自大
It's being arrogant、
哦、自高自大是什么意思呢
What does it mean to be arrogant?
弟兄姊妹自从人类的始祖亚当夏娃犯了罪之后
Since the fall of our first parents
人性裏面有一個很可怕的特質是什麼呢？
A very terrible corrupt nature.
就是妒忌。
It is jealousy.
妒忌是什麼呢？
What is jealousy?
我們不能夠接受別人比我出色。
We can't accept that other people are better than us.
別人比我更加優勝。
That they are superior.
這一種妒忌的雜質是非常可怕的。
This impurity is very terrible.
當它在裡面產生的時候，
When it is formed in us,
它就會產生苦毒仇恨的了。
It will cause bitterness and hatred.
甚至乎產生一些兇殺。
And it can also cause killing others.
聖經裡面有兩個人物的例子是我們大家都應該熟悉的。
There are two persons in the Bible that we are familiar with.
一個就是該人。
The first one is Cain.
当他的弟兄亚伯他的献祭神悦纳的时候，
When his brother Abel's sacrifice was favored by God.
而不悦纳他的献祭的时候，
And when God did not favor his sacrifice.
这些嫉妒就产生了愤怒仇恨苦毒。
The jealousy was formed which caused hatred.
最后他杀了他的兄弟亚伯。
At the end he killed his brother Abel.
是一种是自高自大的杂质的表现。
This is the manifestation of the impurity of being arrogant.
当然我们看到扫罗追杀大卫也是同一个原因。
And then we also see Saul was chasing after David for his life.
甚至乎约瑟的十一个弟兄出卖约瑟的时候也都一样。
And also when Joseph's 11 brothers sold him, it was the same thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天要以恩慈相待，
So brothers and sisters, for us to be able to be kind and compassionate to one another,
要建立一个和谐的人际关系，
We have to build a harmonious relationship between us,
有和睦同居的人际关系，
For us to live in unity.
使徒保罗首先提醒我们一件事，
The Apostle Paul reminded us one thing.
先省察我们内里的生命的质素。
We have to examine ourselves.
会不会不自觉存在了一些的杂质？
Do we have these impurities in us?
自私，
Being selfish，
自我，
Being self-centered，
自高，
And being arrogant。
所以弟兄姊妹，这个自己这个字啊，
So therefore the word self，
很多时害了人的一生，
It's a detriment to a person's life.
甚至乎也都伤害了旁边很多的人。
And it can hurt the people around you.
保罗要提醒我们先要省察。
The Apostle Paul reminded us that we have to examine ourselves.
如果有的话，
If we have these qualities,
先在神面前求赦免求洁净，
We have to ask for God's forgiveness and cleansing.
然后求主的帮助，
And then ask God for help,
将这些杂质去除掉，
to get rid of these impurities.
弟兄姊妹，那些苦毒仇恨怨闹就会离开我们了。
And then the bitterness, rage, anger and brawling will leave us.
否则这些扭曲的行为它在我们一生当中都会存在。
Therefore these distorted behaviors will exist in us.
所以求主帮助我们，
So may the Lord help us.
第一件事先要除掉生命里面一些的生命的杂质。
The first thing is to get rid of all the impurities in our lives.
先省察。
We have to examine ourselves.
求主赦免。
Ask for God's forgiveness.
然后求主清除。
And then ask God to get rid of them.
第二方面，使徒保罗提醒我们是什么呢？
The second aspect, what did Paul remind us?
要竭力追求的是全怜悯的心。
We have to pursue to have a heart that is compassionate.
弟兄姊妹，今天人与人之间的相处，
For us to get to deal with other people,
我们需要有一份怜悯的心肠在里面。
We have to have compassion.
华人有句说话叫做恻隐之心，人皆有之。
There is Chinese saying that everyone should have compassion.
但那个只是一个同情心来的。
But that is only empathy to others.
同情心不会产生生一份嘅怜悯嘅心，以致带嚟一个实际嘅行动，恩慈相待。
Empathy by itself cannot bring about kindness and compassion.
保罗要我哋里面存一个怜悯嘅心。
Paul requires us to have compassion in us.
怜悯嘅心喺边度嚟咧？
Where does a compassionate heart come from?
怜悯的心从耶稣基督那里来。
Compassionate heart comes from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以腓立比书提醒我们，
Therefore the book of Philippians reminds us,
当以耶稣基督的心为心。
We should have the same attitude as our Lord Jesus Christ.
在整个人类的历史当中，
Throughout the human history,
神他有怜悯的心肠。
God really is a compassionate God.
这个怜悯的心来自神的爱。
This compassionate heart comes from God's love.
来自主耶稣基督的爱。
It comes from the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们从圣经当中去看，如果我们有一份怜悯的心肠的时候呢，
We can discover from the Bible that if we have this compassion,
我们会有几方面爱心的流露。
We can manifest our love in a few different ways.
第一个是牺牲舍己的爱心。
The first way is sacrificial love.
圣经提醒我们。
The Bible reminds us.
不求自己的益处。
We do not seek our own good.
乃求别人的益处。
But we seek the good of others.
哦，弟兄姊妹，今天人际关系的相处。
In our dealing with other people.
无论在家庭好。
Whether it's in the family.
无论在婚姻好。
Or in a marriage.
无论在工作的地方好。
Or our workplace.
如果我们为了对方的缘故。
If we do it for other people's good,
能够自我作出牺牲，
and then we can sacrifice ourselves,
付上代价，
we pay the price.
广东话就叫做肯蚀底。
The Cantonese saying is that we are willing to pay the price.
很多的冲击就可以避免了。
A lot of hurt can be avoided.
亦都因为有这份的牺牲舍己的爱心，
and also because of this sacrificial love,
我们就不会成为自私自利的人。
We are people who are not selfish or self-seeking.
以份怜悯的心肠，第二样嘅爱心嘅表现系乜嘢咧？
The second way that a compassionate heart manifests
就系一份谦卑顺服嘅爱。
Is that love which is humble and submissive?
使徒保罗喺腓立比书提到耶稣基督嗰份嘅生命嘅属性。
The apostle Paul in Philippians he mentioned about this nature of our Lord Jesus.
就系佢本来有神嘅形象。
And he being in very nature God.
但系佢不以自己与神同等为强夺嘅。
Did not consider equality with God.
反倒虚己。
Something to be used to his own advantage.
取了奴仆的形象。
Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant.
成为人的样式。
Being made in human likeness.
为什么三一神当中能够一种和谐的现象？
Why is there harmony between the triune God?
就是因为有谦卑顺服的爱心的流露。
Because there is manifestation of a love which is humble and submissive.
哦，弟兄姊妹，今天我们在人际关系相处里面，
In our interpersonal relationships today.
如果我们能够好像使徒保罗一样，
If we can be like the apostle Paul.
我们看别人比自己强，
We prefer others.
人际间的争执就会少了很多，
There will be less conflicts among us.
但很可惜，我们今天的人很多时候缺乏这份谦卑的顺服。
But what is lacking in us is that we are lacking humility and submission.
很多时候我看自己比别人强，
And we see ourselves being stronger than others.
於是就帶來很多的爭戰。
Then there are a lot of conflicts.
但是憐憫的心腸裡面就有一份的謙卑順服的愛的流露。
But compassion should have the aspect of being humble and submissive.
當然憐憫的心腸的一方面的愛的流露是什麼呢？
The aspect of compassion is that.
就是一份欣賞接納的愛。
Love which shows appreciation and acceptance.
當使徒保羅在哥林多前書十三章講論到愛的時候，
When the apostle Paul talks about love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
他會提到，
He mentions that
愛裡面
in love,
是不嫉妒，
It does not envy,
不自夸，不張狂，
It does not boast, it is not proud,
就是懂得欣賞別人，接納別人。
That means we know how to appreciate and accept others.
當人得到益處、得到好處、得到恩典的時候，
When people have blessings,
他能夠與喜樂的人一同喜樂。
We can be joyful with all those who are joyful.
一同的歡喜快樂。
We can be happy with them.
所以我們如果這樣去看聖經的時候，我們發現一件事。
If we can read the Bible like that, we discover one thing.
為什麼使徒保羅要我們存憐憫的心？
Why did the Apostle Paul ask us to have compassion?
因為存憐憫的心的同義詞就是存基督耶穌的愛心。
Because being compassionate means we have the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
裡面有犧牲舍己的愛。
In this kind of love that is sacrificial love.
裡面有謙卑順服的愛。
Love which is humble and submissive.
裡面亦都有欣賞接納的愛。
Love which shows appreciation and acceptance.
當我們有一份愛心的流露的時候，
When we manifest this kind of love,
弟兄姊妹就可以和睦同居。
Brothers and sisters can live in harmony.
我們就有一種和諧的景象出現。
There is a scene of harmony.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一個是除掉。
The first thing is to get rid of.
除掉生命里面一啲嘅杂质。
Get rid of the impurities in life.
第二个系存怜悯嘅心。
The second aspect is to be kind and compassionate.
但系呢份怜悯嘅心只有喺基督耶稣里面先得到嘅。
But this compassion can only be obtained from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以唯有当我哋因信耶稣基督嘅时候。
Therefore, when we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ,
我哋开始有一份真正怜悯嘅心。
We can have true compassion.
而又当我哋去亲近主耶稣基督嘅时候，
and also when we are drawn near to our Lord Jesus Christ,
我呢份怜悯嘅心肠就越嚟越嚟嘅壮大。
Our compassion will grow,
以致我哋能够彼此嘅恩慈相待，
so that we can treat each other with kindness and compassion.
当然，使徒保罗提醒我哋最后一件事情，我哋要竭力追求嘅。
And the last aspect that we have to pursue.
就是彼此饶恕。
Is that we have to forgive each other?
我哋睇翻成个人类历史啊。
If you look back on the human history,
甚至乎我哋睇到好多国家民族。
You can see that a lot of nations, a lot of countries,
甚至乎好多家庭。
A lot of families.
好多时候点解会产生好多嘅伤害
？Why there are hurts among them?
好多时候就系因为缺乏呢份嘅饶恕。
Very often, it is the lack of forgiveness.
我哋华人好多说话真系好扭曲嘅。
There are a lot of sayings in Chinese which are distorted.
有仇不报非君子。
It is not wise not to revenge.
君子报仇十年未晚。
A wise man can take revenge even after 10 years.
有仇必报。
If someone offends me, I revenge.
哦，弟兄姊妹，呢一种嘅扭曲嘅思想其实深入咗人嘅心里边。
This thought is very distorted, but they are infiltrated to.People's heart.
你对我好，我就对你好。
If you treat me well, I treat you well.
你对我唔好。
If you don't treat me well,
我一定报仇。
I will revenge.
啊，今日你年轻力壮，我报仇唔到。
Now you are young, I can't revenge again.
等你老到无能为力嗰时候，我先嚟报仇。
But when you are old and fragile, I will revenge.
哦，你睇下成个人类历史当中一场一场嘅争战。
You can see battles after battles in human history.
好多人际关系嘅伤害。
A lot of hurts in interpersonal relations.
好多时候系呢种嘅报复嘅心理所带嚟嘅。
Because this attitude of taking revenge.
但神就教导我哋要饶恕。
But God teaches us to forgive.
而且为我哋立下一个嘅榜样。
And also He sets an example for us.
弟兄姊妹，今日神与人之间嘅关系本来破裂咗。
Brothers and sisters, today the relationship between God and man should have been severed.
当人类犯咗罪之后，人与神隔绝。
Because after man's fall, there is the relationship was separated.
神与人嘅关系点样能够重建呢
？How was the relationship restored?
因为神系一个饶恕人嘅神。
Because God is a forgiving God.
我弟兄姊妹，我自己谂到一件事情哦。
So I thought of one thing.
如果神冇呢份饶恕的心肠，
If God did not have this forgiveness,
神与人永恒的隔绝，
There is eternal separation.
人类一啲机会都冇。
The whole human race will be no chance restored.
人类只能够死在罪恶过犯当中。
The whole human race will die in their sins.
但是神因为有这份饶恕的心肠，
But because of this compassion and forgiveness,
今天神与人之间的关系能够得到重建。
The relationship between God and man can be restored.
人能够重新成为天父上帝的孩子，
We can be the Heavenly Father's children.
享受那份永恒的福气，
We can enjoy eternal blessings.
关系的建立由饶恕开始，
The building up of relationship starts from forgiveness.
当然弟兄姊妹，我们人与人之间的关系的建立也都一样。
So it, similarly, it is the same for us between the relationship between us.
必须建立在这个饶恕这两个字上面。
It has to be built upon forgiveness.
为什么我这样说呢？
Why did I say that?
我弟兄姊妹，原因很简单。
The reason is simple.
因为世界上没有一个不犯错的人。
Because there is no one in the world that never makes mistakes.
弟兄姊妹，我哋日日都同人相处。
Every day we deal with people。
我哋日日都讲说话。
Every day we speak。
我哋日日都好多嘅态度。
Every day we have different attitudes。
我哋日日都好多嘅行为。
Every day we have a lot of actions。
但弟兄姊妹，我哋细心想一想。
But if you think carefully。
好多时候我哋嘅说话、态度同埋行为。
Very often what we say, what our attitudes is
都會犯錯的。
They are incorrect.
當我們有些不正確的說話、態度、行為的時候
When what we say, what our attitude are not correct
就會帶來很多的傷害。
They can bring about a lot of hurt.
所以今天人與人之間為什麼很多時候相處得很痛苦呢？
So why there is so much hardship when people deal with each other?
因為我們活在一群罪人當中。
Because we live among sinful people.
我們沒辦法逃避這些客觀的事實。
We can't escape from this.
但當這些事情發生了，
But after these things happen,
人的說話傷害我了。
We are hurt by other people's speech.
人的態度得罪我了。
We are offended by other people's attitudes.
人的行為傷害我了。
We are hurt by other people's actions.
究竟我那時候是怎樣做？
What should I do?
憤怒啊？
Should we be angry?
讓鬧啊？
Brawl?
裡面有苦毒仇恨啊？
There's bitterness and hatred in us.
定于话由心里边产生嗰份真诚嘅饶恕
，Or should we have sincere forgiveness？
因为如果当我哋唔能够饶恕嘅时候
，Because when we can't forgive others，
我哋唔能够喺嗰个痛苦伤害当中逃脱出嚟嘅。
We can't come out from the hurt and the pain。
使徒保罗更加提醒我哋一件事。
The Apostle Paul also reminded us from something。
点解我哋能够饶恕
？Why can we forgive？
因为主耶稣基督先饶恕我哋。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ first forgave us。
点解属主嘅人咁有福气
？Why are we people who believe in God are so blessed？
因为我们先经历得着一份饶恕的爱在我们身上。
Because first of all, got this forgiveness from us.
当我想到我是一个这么差的人。
When I remember that how bad a person we are.
这么软弱的人。
We are so weak.
这么失败的人。
We fail.
耶稣基督都饶恕我们。
And yet our Lord Jesus Christ forgave us.
当我们同样面对旁边的人，好像我们这样一样。
Similarly, when we face people who are also like us.
但是想到主的饶恕的时候。
But when we think about the forgiveness of God.
我就能够由心里面去饶恕这些得罪伤害我们的人。
I can sincerely forgive those who offend us.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是道理来的。
This is not a philosophy.
这个是一个生命。
This is life.
所以使徒保罗在今天的两节经文提醒我们。
That's why in the two Bible verses today,
要以恩慈相待。
The Apostle Paul reminds us that we have to be kind and be compassionate.
因为这个是神所喜悦的。
This pleases God.
也都是我们人生的福气。
And also this is our blessing.
也都是见证神、荣耀神的途径。
And this is a way to testify for God and to glorify Him.
但如果要实践到这个命令的话，
But in order to put this command into practice,
我们一定要竭力追求三方面。
We have to pursue three ways.
除掉生命里面的杂质。
We have to get rid of the impurities in our lives.
自私、自我、自高。
Being selfish, being self-centered, and being arrogant.
离我而去。
We have to get rid of them.
求主赐下怜悯的心肠。
May the Lord give us compassion.
求主赐下饶恕的心肠。
May the Lord give us a heart which can forgive others.
以致我们能够真正的以恩慈相待，
so that we can truly be kind and compassionate to one another.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里说的容易啊。
It is easy just to talk about it.
要实践不容易的。
It is not easy to put it into practice.
要以恩慈相待可以很容易说。
It is easy to say to be kind and compassionate to one another.
但绝对不容易实践的。
But it's definitely not easy to put into practice.
因为你回到家就知道了。
Because you will find out after you go home.
你回到你公司就知道了。
After you go to work, you will find out.
你出去遇到一些人你就知道了。
After you meet some people, you will find out.
你发觉又大又难的事。
You will find that this is great and difficult job.
不过可以在哪里先开始呢？
But where can we start?
我覺得可以在以勒家開始。
I think we can start from the Jireh Fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，為什麼我們嘗試為到教會感恩？
Why do we give thanks to God for our church?
因為以勒團契裡面一群的弟兄姊妹。
Because the brothers and sisters in Jireh Fellowship.
神將我們在這個世代當中擺在這個環境。
God set us apart and put us together here.
個恩典不是單止神為我們預備教會。
The blessing is not only God prepare a church for us.
最大恩典是神為我們預備了這群人啊、
the greatest blessing is that God prepares us this group of people.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道以勒团契这群人是什么人啊？
Do you know what sort of people we are in Jireh Fellowship?
我不知道你知不知道。
I don't know if you know.
我知道。
I know.
我们是一群软弱的人。
We are a group of weak people.
我哋一群失败嘅人。
We are a group of people who fail.
我哋一群无能为力嘅人。
We are a group of powerless people.
但我哋一个共通点。
But there is one thing in common.
我哋有一份单纯嘅心。
We have a pure heart.
愿意讨神喜悦。
We are willing to please God.
弟兄姊妹，呢个系世间好少有嘅。
This is very rare in this world.
亦都系教会里边好少有嘅。
This is rare in churches.
整群人同有一个纯一清洁的心，
we have a pure and clean heart,
讨主喜悦。
To please God.
弟兄姊妹，我不是称赞你们啊。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not praising you.
我是因为认识你们而带出来这个结论。
Because I know you, I have this conclusion.
这个是非常非常大的恩典和福气的。
This is a very great blessing.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹啊。
So I encourage you, brothers and sisters.
可能你在家里面会受到很多的痛苦和伤害。
Maybe you suffer a lot of pains at home.
甚至乎你在你的家庭婚姻里面会受到很多痛苦伤害。
Or you have a lot of hurts and pain in the marriages.
或者你在你的工作环境和人相处里面受到很多痛苦和伤害。
Or when you deal with people in your workplace.
但我们可以去一个地方。
But we can go to a place.
就是回到你这个以勒团契里面。
When we come to Jara Fellowship.
当我们同一群的弟兄姊妹相处的时候。
When we live together with these brothers and sisters.
当我们能够以恩慈相待的时候。
Then we can treat each other with kindness and compassion.
就能够成为我们的安慰和医治。
It can be our comfort and our healing.
所以我会鼓励弟兄姊妹。
So I encourage you.
一个礼拜有七日。
There are 7 days in the week.
应该是等着回教会见这群的弟兄姊妹。
We should be waiting to come to church to see our brothers and sisters.
就是见到这群的弟兄姊妹。
It's when I see you, brothers and sisters.
因为人世间人心比万物都诡诈坏到极处。
Because in the world, people's heart is corrupt beyond repair.
但是当我来到以勒家的时候见回这群弟兄姊妹。
But when I come to Jara Fellowship to see you, brothers and sisters.
虽然每个人都有软弱和失败。
Although each one has his own weakness and failings.
但却有一份纯一清洁的心。
But you have pure and simple heart.
带给自己很大的安慰。
So that I have a lot of comfort.
所以弟兄姊妹，我很想见到你们。
So I long to see you.
我每个礼拜等着主日崇拜。
I long for Sunday worship.
一起来唱诗歌。
We sing hymns together.
一起来祷告。
We pray together.
一起来侍奉主。
We serve God.
一起彼此恩慈相待。
And we are kind and compassionate.
弟兄姊妹好重要，跟住你翻到屋企又开始受苦噶啦。
And after you go home, you may suffer.
翻到世界又开始受苦。
When you go to the world, you may suffer.
我哋唯一嘅出路就等紧呢一日嘅啫。
The only chance is for us to wait.
得翻一啲嘅安慰。
We can have some comfort.
得翻一啲嘅医治。
We can have healing.
翻一啲嘅平安同埋喜乐。
We can have peace and joy.
得翻一啲嘅力量。
We can have strength.
再去翻到一个痛苦嘅世代当中，再打美好的仗。
And then we go to a painful world to fight this battle.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
盼望以勒家。
I pray that Jara Fellowship.
教会的成长。
The growth of the church.
不单止建立在生命上。
Not only built on lives.
不单止建立在真理上。
It's not built on truth.
很重要的建立在要以恩慈相待上。
And very importantly, it has to be built on kindness and compassion.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
珍惜啊。
We have to cherish it.
因为不是必然的。
Because this is not matter of course.
是神将我们凝聚。
God put us together.
是神给我们的恩典和福气。
It is blessing that God gave us.
我们同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we praise you and give thanks to you.
感谢天父赐给我们极大的怜悯。
We thank you that you are merciful to us.
就是为我们预备了以勒家。
You have prepared Jara Fellowship for us.
一群同有纯一清洁的心的弟兄姊妹。
Our brothers and sisters who have the same pure, simple heart.
我们在教会当中被主你自己认罪。
We are gathered together by you yourself.
我们同有一个心志。
We have this same attitude in mind.
我们愿意讨主喜悦。
We would like to please you, God.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
让以勒家。
Let Jara Fellowship.
在彼此的恩慈相待上得以被建造。
Can build us up in truth and in love and in kindness and compassion.
以致以勒家在这个世代当中如明光照耀。
So that the Jara Fellowship can shine like star in the sky.
亦都成为别人的祝福。
And it can be a blessing for others.
求主帮助我们。
Lord help us.
听我们在主面前同心感恩仰望祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer, thanksgiving and petition in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.